Lord Jesus, you get all the glory, God. And I pray that you would draw all people to yourself. You say in your word that if you be lifted up, you'll draw all people to yourself, Lord. So Jesus, the goal of this message is to lift you up. To lift you up, Lord Jesus. In your name, we pray. Amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan, and welcome to Knowing Jesus. If you want to subscribe to these audio boo podcasts, you can go to any iTunes search query and type Michael Ryan's Boos. First thing I want to just clarify, this message is not about prophesizing when the end of the world is going to happen. The scripture says that that's just, no one knows that, not even the Son of Man knows that. Only the Father knows that. So as far as I'm concerned, that's just ground that I don't think anyone should tread on trying to predict the end of the world. I just don't think anyone should go there. But I do think that there's still caution for us to be aware. And what do we have to be aware? Well, first off, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, whether you see the end of the world or not, torment is coming to you. Right now, you have wrath of God abiding over your head. Why? Is it because God's so mean? No, it's because we're so sinful and we've sinned against God. We've offended Him left and right without caring. And we have to pay for it, but He sent His Son ahead of time to do it for us so we don't have to pay and to come and live in us and produce a life, a new life that's acceptable and holy and pure and just an abundant life. So if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I pray that you do. And you'll be in the family of God, and you'll enjoy all the benefits. If He comes back, you'll be raptured with Him. You won't see the wrath or me. You know, that's just things that people talk about, what's going to happen with the rapture. I believe that anyone who's in Christ will be raptured, and you won't be able to see the wrath. But the bottom line is that you just want to be in Christ, right? You just want to, however it works out, I don't know, but all I do know for sure is that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's who you need to get into right now. I have my own thinking of the end times, but that's not the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the truth, and the life is not my opinion about how things are going to end. It's the beginning and the end, and that's Jesus Christ. So I encourage you, if you don't believe in Him, please accept Him and be saved. And that you're just secure, whatever may happen. If you do believe in Him already, just please grow in Him. Grow in Him, learn of Him, just always be seeking for His presence, be talking to Him throughout the day. Because there's going to come a time, and there's a time that's already here, where there's a spirit of the Antichrist. And 1 John talks about that. If you just go over there, 1 John, and check out the letter. The spirit of the Antichrist is already here. And what is the spirit of the Antichrist? Well, I believe that the spirit of the Antichrist is simply just what we have going on right now. The Antichrist, you would think, is the complete opposite of Christ, right? So maybe Christ was gentle, He was kind, He was loving. In some senses, He won't be the opposite. He'll, you know, Christ attracted a lot of attention. Well, the Antichrist will attract a lot of attention. He's going to be like Christ in that He's going to just be very popular. Or Christ wasn't popular, but when He was on earth, people wanted to follow Him. Now, those same people wanted to crucify Him. But I believe that the Antichrist will be the world's version of what they wanted Jesus to be. He'll be the world's version of what they want God to be. Jesus came humble. He wasn't attractive, it says in Isaiah 53. There was nothing about Him that we would desire Him. You weren't looking at Him and thinking, oh my gosh, this guy is so awesome, I want to be around him because he's so attractive. He was saying things that weren't attractive. He didn't look attractive. He wanted people to love their enemies, to turn the other cheek. He wanted people to have a life change. He didn't think that you can earn your way into God's favor, but you had to surrender yourself and follow Him. I mean, that it was a message that was hard to bear, and that He was God, and people killed Him for it. But I believe the Antichrist is right now what we have with this humanism movement. And what do I mean by that? Well, this movement of everybody come together, there's no division. Let's not tolerate anything that has division, including religion, radical religion. I believe that Jesus Christ, our Messiah, when he came here, he wasn't about that kind of unity. He was about unity in him and not about unity in the world. He's about coming together in his name. And I encourage you to be coming together in his name. Just coming together with other Christians, that's, to me, that's good. But what's better is coming together in the name of Jesus Christ. Coming together and lifting up the Lord Jesus. When's the last time have you done that? Where you've come together with a group of believers and just worship Jesus, literally. Just focus your attention on the person of Jesus, the Son of God, and worship him. And that's coming together in his name. I mean, that's what I would think. Praying in his name is having a prayer that revolves around Jesus Christ. Talking to him, worshiping him, praising him, asking things of him. That's a prayer in his name. So often we pray something and we just pray what we want to pray and we don't even mention Jesus Christ. And then we say in his name as if that's supposed to be. I just think that if we just make a prayer beginning, middle, and end about Jesus Christ, and asking him to do what he's going to do, and asking him to fill us, and asking him to work his works, that prayer sounds like it's in his name. You wouldn't even need to have to say in your name, because it's already, the prayer in of itself is about him. But back to my point, I think that the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist, are people who are attractive, people who, exactly what the world wants. They're smart, they're educated, they're intelligent, they're about peace. No mention of God, no mention of making a decision to change your life and give it unto the Lord. No message of surrender, but just a message of everybody come together. Everybody come together in the name of humankind. We're going to come together to make a name for ourselves. We deserve this or that as human beings. And it's just a message where humans are pretty much God. I mean, no one's really saying it, but it's almost though human life is to be respected because it's just human life. It's not because God personally created life and said that it's made in my image. That's why life is special. It's just because, well, it is special. And you know, religion is compromising that, because you have radical people going around saying that if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're not saved and you can potentially go to hell. That's going to be a message that's going to be seen as evil and separating. But Jesus Christ said, I didn't come to cause peace. I came to divide. Father against mother. You know, daughter against brother, daughter against parents, husband against wife. I mean, all the major relationships are going to be at conflict because of me. So that's not what Jesus Christ did, but I believe the spirit of the Antichrist is the opposite to that. It's going to try to unite everybody in the name of human beings. Watch out for that. Watch out for people who are coming to you and preaching good things, but they're not preaching good things in the name of Jesus Christ. They're preaching unity. They're preaching kindness. They're preaching good deeds. They're preaching charity. All those good things, but in the name of themselves, in the name of humankind. And I'm saying to you that God uses that to help people. I believe that God uses all those people who are doing good and charitable works in the name of just humankind. He uses that. But I'm saying to you that that is something that, that's not the will of your Messiah. The will of your Messiah is to know him and to trust in him. It reminds me of a passage in Jeremiah where the prophet Jeremiah was going around and he was trying to warn people in Judah that they were going to be destroyed and that nation was going to come and take them apart, the Babylonians. And they needed to repent. They needed to get their lives right as soon as possible. And like people today, they gave all type of excuses for why they shouldn't. And they just continue to live life recklessly and to be irresponsible. And one particular person, you know, Jeremiah was trying to share with them repentance and turning back to God. And they said, listen, I mean, when we were worshiping the queen of Isis, when we were worshiping, you know, this other god, our lands were plentiful. It's when we stopped worshiping her, that's when everything got messed up. That's when our crops stopped yielding fruit. That's when life started getting difficult. And Jeremiah said, don't you understand? That was God blessing you, and that was happening. Even when you were in your sin, God was still being kind to you. Go repent and worship the Lord. And that's what I'll say to you. I mean, look, just because bad things happen, just because sinners go unpunished, just because you know, God is not being glorified, he still allows people to be blessed because he's good. Jesus Christ taught that. He says, look, God is good to the unthankful. He's kind to the unthankful. He's, you know, the rain falls in the good and the evil. So You know, just beware, though. Beware of a message that sounds good and that it's uniting people. We can do all we can do. We can come together as one. We can do all things. I can think I can. If I just believe in myself. All these messages that have nothing to do with the Messiah and they don't focus on the true nature of what's going on. It's like the Matrix. I mean, look, I'm trying to be real with you guys. It's like the Matrix. It's like a world that people live in that is just completely clouded in just deceit. It's clouded in it's just a lie, you know. And then when you're in the world, you're plugged into the world system and you're plugged into the enemy. It says in the scriptures, Ephesians, that the prince of the Satan is the prince of the air. You know, Jesus said in John that Satan is the ruler of this world. You know, when you're plugged in here to the Matrix, you're subject to the rule of the world and he can be using you. You know, that's why it's important. Get in on the Lord Jesus Christ. Be in his presence. Be saved. Be born again because he uses you. Get unplugged from the world. The minute you plug yourself in the world, even if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you can be used by Satan. You've got to stay unspotted from the world, unplugged from the world, and be plugged into your Messiah, Jesus Christ. Or you're going to get caught in this new age philosophy, this new stuff of good things that have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Good, positive message, caring for people, doing good, doing well. Exactly like the Sermon of the Mount, exactly what Jesus Christ preached, but with no Jesus. It's the Sermon of the Mount with no Jesus. And just beware of that, really, friends, because it's all over. It's all over. You know, people saying, I don't want anyone celebrating Christmas because it's offensive and we want to be able to have unity. And it's like, it's just this way of completely denying that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. This isn't relative. This isn't someone's opinion. Jesus Christ literally existed. He really existed. It's not by faith we know he existed. We know he existed. And his tomb, after he was killed, was empty. It was absolutely empty. No one was in his tomb. I mean, he's alive, friends. He is. He came back from the dead. I mean, now people can say that they don't want to believe that he came back from the dead. But, I mean, his disciples who initially denied him and were afraid of the Roman guards, each went to go proclaim that he came back from the dead until they were all killed. But John, I mean, you don't just die for a lie that you don't. That you know is a lie. You wouldn't willfully go give your life for a lie. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is real, friends. And beware of the spirit of the Antichrist that's going to exalt itself, exalt himself, exalt human beings, and deny the Lord Jesus Christ. Deny God. It's not going to be about emphasizing God, but emphasizing us as human beings. It's like the Tower of Babel. Do you remember that story in Genesis? I believe it was chapter 11. I could be wrong about that. But it's in Genesis in the first 11 chapters, excuse me. People were coming together. Why? To worship the Lord? No. To make a name for themselves, to build this huge tower so that they can clear themselves, God. And God went and separated the languages. He separated the languages. There was one language at that moment, but then he separated it so people could not be able to communicate. Well, that sounds wrong. Why would God want to create a spirit of disunity? Because it's not about peace. It's not about unity and togetherness in the name of us. It's about unity, togetherness, peace in the name of Jesus Christ. So beware of the end times. Beware of people trying to tell you that Jesus Christ or religion is bad and that it causes separation. And just emphasize that, look, Jesus Christ is all about love in him. He's all about peace and unity in him. But it's the world that wants to cause separation. The world doesn't want Jesus Christ. The world wants its own version of the Messiah. The world wants its own version of the Savior. And friends, so do we. In our flesh, we want a Messiah that's going to heal our problems, take away our circumstances, give us what we want, give us the relationship we need, take away our suffering, pay our bills. We want that Messiah, and I'm telling you, that's not the Messiah that saved you. The Messiah that saved you desires you to be born again and to live in him and to be enjoying his presence. How often? Every day. Every day. And I encourage you, please, friends, beware of the end times. Beware of the spirit of the Antichrist, where you are pretty much just getting lost in good things positive things that sound good, health, wealth, you know. Oh, you know, I want to make sure that I'm fit, I'm in shape, we're eating well, we're taking care of ourselves, people being kind. Good things, good positive things that people can't argue with, but it's not in the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, friends, it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. In 1 Corinthians, Paul says that in the end, when in judgment, all of our good deeds are going to be weighed. I mean, your good deeds are going to be judged, whether they're done in the name of Jesus Christ or whether they're done in the name of your personality, in the name of your flesh. And I'm saying to you, look, if you're just getting in on the presence and if you're worshiping the Lord Jesus, you won't have a problem and you will be persecuted. If you are serious about Jesus Christ, people won't like you. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that for those who preach Jesus Christ, it's ministering life. Who believe, but to other people, it's ministering death. And when you're about Jesus Christ, when you're about living for the Lord, when you're about being a new creation, when you're heaven bound and your mind is on spiritual things and your mind is on the Lord Jesus Christ and you're walking in Him, you're praying in Him, you're giving glory to Him, you're being thankful in His name, people are going to persecute you. People are going to tear you down. People are going to tell you that you're being closed-minded. They're going to tell you that you're stupid. They're going to tell you all those different things. Meanwhile, they're trusting in themselves. They're trusting in their own human ideas. And I'm saying to you, please, don't trust in the world. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The world will tell you to have faith, but they don't give you a reason to have faith. They don't give you someone to have faith in. They tell you to believe, but they don't tell you how you can believe. They don't give you a person to believe in. They'd say all these positive things to have hope, faith, and to believe in yourself, when you know that yourself has only produced nothing but just chaos and just negativity all your life. I'm telling you, it's got to be Jesus Christ you believe in. It's got to be Jesus Christ you place your faith in. It's got to be the Messiah that you place your hope in. And then you will have abundant life. And people will persecute you. The scripture says, anyone who desires to live a godly life will be persecuted. Jesus says, in John 16, if you follow me, the world's going to hate you because you're not of the world. When you're following the Lord Jesus, you're no longer of the world. You're not following anything of the world. And the world loves its own. That's why the spirit of the Antichrist it's so popular. It will be a big deal. People who come in this idea of I'm going to help everyone and I'm going to make a better world and do charity and give money and do good deeds. And just because human beings are so important, we need them, they're going to be received well. They're going to be received well, but it's the spirit of the Antichrist. It really is. It really is. And it's not a popular message that I'm telling you. We live in a world where we want to make it about people's desires and it's okay. You know, homosexuality is fine. Why leave people alone and living your life the way you want to is fine. If you want to have more than one partner, if you want to, you know, smoke, let's legalize marijuana. Let's, you know, people should be able to do what they want to do. And I'm saying, look, that may be okay in this kingdom, but look, there's another kingdom coming, friends. There's another kingdom coming and the king's already came and gave his life. So you can enter it and you can live in it right now in your heart. But a physical kingdom is coming to this world. I don't know when. It could be tonight. It could be tonight. It could be tomorrow. It could be by the end of this week. I don't know. But it's coming, friends. It's coming. And every one of us is going to have to die. And we're going to have to meet this king, this God. And I'm telling you, if your sin is not forgiven, if your life is not in the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to be pissed. And I'm not trying to give you a message of death. I'm trying to say, just come to the Lord. He's good. He's given you an opportunity to repent and come to him right now. Right now, he's given you an opportunity to change your life. It doesn't matter if you've already been accepted Jesus Christ and you've been saved and you've been baptized. Repent. Come to the Lord today. Be filled with Jesus Christ today. Walk in him now. Walk in him now because the end is coming. The end is coming. It's near. And you should be able to look around you and see the deaths, the murders, the demonic way people are being killed, kids are being raped and molested and dismembered. Women are killing their own young. I mean, there's just earthquakes and all these different things that are happening. Look around you, but don't be focused on that. Focus on Jesus Christ, the King. Don't get lost in the world events. Just let them remind you that you need to look towards the King. Because the ruler of this world, Satan, wants to distract everyone from that. And he wants to keep people focused on us and our needs and our desires. And that's why the spirit of the Antichrist, this humanism movement, is going to be popular. Everybody come together. Everybody do what they want in their own name. So I'm just encouraging you, worship the Lord, get saved, focus on him. Jesus, you are King, you are God, you are good, and we worship you. And I pray that this message would bear fruit, that one day, whether I'm here or not, whether I've died and gone home to you or not, people will be blessed by this message and will know the truth, that it's you and only you, Jesus. In your name, amen.